Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. The controversy finally ends after 3 years of debate. It is now forbidden to install nativity scenes in public buildings, except for cultural reasons, as decided by the Council of State. The debate was sparked in late 2014 when the mayor of Béziers, Robert Ménard, had installed a nativity scene in his town hall. Discussions began at the Ministry of Labour as Muriel Pénicaud tackles an explosive issue, the learning reform. The program of this first meeting includes four working groups with social partners and regions. Conclusions are expected by the end of January. And another highly sensitive issue for the government, the General Inspectorate of Public Finances publishes today its report on the fiasco of the dividend tax. The tax was meant to apply to large companies and decreed by the previous government, but invalidated by the Constitutional Council. As a result, the state is now in debt of 10 billion euros. More in politics with Emmanuel Macron, who is in Alsace today. Accompanied by the German president, the head of state will officially inaugurate a memorial site of the First World War, where the bodies of 1,200 soldiers are resting. A tribute and a ceremony will take place today on the eve of the commemoration of November 11th. And 16 people have been wounded, including one who was seriously injured after a tram accident in Lyon this morning. A tram collided with a car in the district of Pardieu. Traffic is still very much disrupted. And a word about economy with a clean sweep at the head of Altice. The telecom and media group is facing great difficulties after a fall in the stock market. Its founder Patrick Drahi takes control and becomes CEO instead of Michel Combes, who has been dismissed. And Alain Vel is named at the head of SFR. The operator is also in the red. Soccer tonight with Les Bleus, who are preparing for the World Cup. France-Wales will take place at the Stade de France tonight for a friendly match that will begin at 9 p.m. Someone who will not be on the field for sure, since today is a bit of a particular and probably decisive day for the former captain of the French team, Patrice Evra. The Marseille defender had assaulted a Marseille supporter before a European Cup match last week. He is being heard today by his club and risks being dismissed as well as tried by the UEFA that may suspend him. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.